AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris has now secured the support of enough Democratic delegates to become her party's nominee against Donald Trump in November, and the Republicans are taking notice. Here's ABC's Lina Louise.
Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, campaigning in Virginia, called the Democrats a threat to democracy.
Democrats are the ones who want to throw out 14 million ballots and not elect Kamala Harris, but select Kamala Harris.
Republicans ramping up attack ads on Harris.
She covered up Joe's obvious mental decline.
Our president is in good shape, in good health.
Tireless, vibrant.
Others slamming Harris's track record and bringing up race.
Kamala Harris campaigns today in Milwaukee. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle admitting that her agency failed in its mission to protect former President Donald Trump. Delta Airlines canceling 5,500 flights so far since the CrowdStrike Microsoft patch debacle, some still stranded. This is ABC News. Police body cam video now released after a deadly shooting by a police officer in Springfield, Illinois. The victim, Sonia Massey, was shot in the head in her own home after calling 911 to report a possible intruder. Former sheriff's deputy Sean Grayson was caught on another deputy's body camera shooting Massey. Here's ABC's Alex Perez.
Grayson, who did not turn on his body cam until after shooting Massey, explaining the situation to responding officers who ask, where's the gun?
House is cleared. She was the only one.
Where's the gun?
No, she had a boiling water and came at me with boiling water.
You shot her?
Yeah. She said she was going to rebuke me in the name of Jesus and came at me with boiling water.
Grayson charged with murder.
Grayson, who was fired after the incident, has pleaded not guilty. New migrant caravan making its way through Mexico right now toward the U.S. border. Hundreds of people starting the trip Sunday. Many in the group say they're worried about the border being closed down. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this north woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a national scenic trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin enthusiastically endorsed Kamala Harris on Monday, now that she's the frontrunner for the Democratic ticket. Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, said Harris is the candidate best positioned to defeat Donald Trump.
Vice President Harris is a powerhouse debater and communicator, and we've seen that all the way through her political career. She's able to bring a spotlight to the essential issues and draw the essential contrast that will ensure that we can win this election.
Wickler described Biden's resignation as a reset that gives Democrats the upper hand in the upcoming election. Wisconsin was ranked first in the nation for hourly earnings growth in February, March, and May, and second in the nation in April. Just last month, Wisconsin reached record high employment numbers. Governor Tony Evers said Monday that Wisconsinites are clearly working hard as the economy continues to show positive growth. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Cubs battled at Wrigley Field. Chicago went through six pitchers to keep the Brewer bats at bay. Milwaukee made some costly errors in the field and lost the game 3-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, our bullpen was a little taxed tonight, but Milner did a great job. And credit to the Cubs. They played in the clutch. They did what they had to do. And they pitched great, six different guys, and they kept us at bay. We had opportunity and, you know, didn't get that big hit.
Game two of the three-game series is tonight. NFL, Jordan Love at practice, but will not suit up until he has a new contract. General Manager Brian Gutekunst talked about the 25-year-old quarterback at the team shareholders meeting.
Jordan Love.
Jordan not only developed into one of the game's more exciting playmakers, his steady demeanor and leadership allowed our group to weather the storm and find our confidence as the season moved along. We're working very diligently to sign him to a long-term extension.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. It's going to be muggy, too, with a high of 80. And some storms could produce some locally heavy rain, half inch to an inch or more. Not out of the question with some of those storms. Tonight, thunderstorms ending 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday for a very special Devil's Advocates. We got Kamala Harris in Milwaukee, the presumptive Democratic nominee. Devil's Advocates. This is history.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio. WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM.
Good morning.
We're broadcasting from the capital city of Wisconsin, Madison. And State Street is hustling and bustling. The garbage guy is out there right now.
Yeah, he is. He's busy. It's raining. Got some showers through.
It is raining, yeah. Came out and it was sprinkling a little bit.
Yeah.
The radar looks like the storm is just getting to the area.
Yeah.
So it might be lingering around for a little while here.
Could have some heavy downpours, maybe some thunder and lightning. And
it might be a follow-up storm, but I'm going to have to keep checking the radar. I'll stop in at noon and give you an update.
Okay. Will you?
Oh, sure.
What, over at my house?
I got a lot of time. Okay. You know? I'll let you know because you're the weatherman. Then you can broadcast it to everybody else.
That sounds like a good deal.
We can live stream you in here.
Yeah, it's nice. You got a brand new phone, huh?
I do.
A brand new Fold.
A Fold 6.
A flip phone? Or a
Fold. It's called a Fold,
a flip.
A Fold.
You like this better than the old Fold?
Oh yeah, this is
the old
nice.
Fold was
a little bigger, a little shorter.
Yeah,
and well, it started cracking a little bit in the center. You know,
the old one.
Yeah,
yeah. I told you that was going to happen.
Well, it's something that could happen to it. You know,
how could it not happen? It's going to happen to that one too.
I decided to just, reckless abandon with my Fold phone. I took the screensaver off.
Oh, no.
I thought, it was cracking and it was coming off by itself anyway. So I thought, I'm going to open it all the time and use it as a tablet because that's what it's for.
Yeah.
And if it starts cracking down the center, the actual screen that came with the phone, if it starts cracking, well, that's their fault.
John, why did you have a screen protector on a folding phone in the first place? It's like putting a screen protector on a laptop.
Well, you're going to have to talk to Samsung about that. I didn't do it. They did. They put screen protectors on everything. But it doesn't make sense because you have this high technology as the foldable screen, and then you put a cheap piece of plastic over it. That's not going to last, and it's not going to stay on for a long time.
Huh.
And then you have to peel it off anyway. And by the way, you can just courageously peel it off. It's not going to hurt it. But, I unfold it all the time just to see, if it'll start cracking. And it did just a little bit.
Yeah?
Yes, that's right. And I thought, it's going to be bad in about a year. So I thought, I'm going to get it now. And there's a great trade-in on it. I got a $1,000 credit.
$1,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a $2,000 phone or something.
That's it?
So then they give you a $1,000 credit if you trade it in. And I traded mine in. I'm having a...
You just got to have the latest and greatest, don't you, John?
I do. Well, I just keep updating. I don't want to pay $2,000 for another one. Okay.
All right.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
One day I thought, wait a minute, my laptop is like $750. Wow, it's less than my phone.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. It looks very slick. It looks very modern.
Yeah, it's got sharp, edges now.
Sharp edges.
Yeah, yeah. And corners. The other one had rounded.
Yeah.
So it's easier to hold on to when it has the sharper edges. Yeah.
Is it heavy? Does it take a lot of
No, it's
weight?
Lighter.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's lighter. It
fits in your pocket okay? It's not going to fall out, is it?
Is it clear? Does it sound okay?
Is it in focus?
Is it in focus? Yes, that's your question.
That's my criteria. Well, we've got showers this morning, John.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people, you know, wondering what's the weather going to be like today, right?
Well, they oftentimes do that, yes.
Well, I would grab the umbrella before you walk outside. You know, check your windshield wipers.
Wipers, yeah. You want to make important. Sure that they're not falling apart.
Right now it's 67 degrees. Let's fire up the weather roulette wheel and see where that marble lands this morning. Okay, yes. Here we go. And around it goes. And the high temperature today will be...
We've got the white marble.
Come on. 81 degrees. Okay.
Yeah.
That's always accurate.
In the black. 81 black.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. So it's going to be kind of warm and humid, but we've got off and on showers moving through this morning and then another batch this afternoon.
Hey, we got Johnny at the Movies coming up later on next hour.
Do we really?
Yeah, and then we got Jim Santel. Mm-hmm. He's coming in with a lot of legal ease.
Okay.
We'll be talking legal stuff, the transition, you know, with the candidates in the election.
Right.
He I guess he knows a little bit about what's going on there and what's legal and what's not.
Well, yeah.
And we'll be talking about some of the hints that maybe Amy Coney Barrett is starting to think that maybe the right-wing part of the, you know, Supreme Court is maybe a little off the Richter scale at this point.
Really? Amy Coney Barrett might be a little bit more moderate than the rest of them?
Yes, we're using a little more.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she's, you know, she's a Notre Dame grad, and, you know, she might be a little bit more moderate.
Yeah.
You know, in the long run.
Midwest moderate, right?
Yeah, that's it. Hey, let's check the national day calendar.
All right,
shall
let's
we?
Do that. Sure.
Can't dance and it's too wet to plow.
Did you prepare this time? You know, we had a complaint yesterday.
Of course I prepared.
You know, it sounds like we're unprepared, but we're actually very prepared.
We're very, very prepared. Is it National Picnic Day today? Is it National Lemon Day? Mm-hmm. How about Gorgeous Grandma Day? Is that a day today or not? Or Vanilla Ice Cream Day? What day does not belong out of those days?
Gorgeous grandma. I know you had a lot of issues with grandma, so.
Gorgeous grandma day is a day today.
Oh.
We'll get to that in a moment. You are wrong, sir. Sam?
It's not picnic day.
You are correct.
All right.
It's not National Picnic Day. Why would that be?
You act like that's a crazy idea. It's not when you consider
John,
all the other days.
John,
I know.
It's raining. Why would they put National Picnic Day
right.
on a day when it's going to rain?
Well, because they set it years ahead of time.
Inappropriate.
All right. Let's get to National Lemon Day.
Yeah.
Have I got the right days up here? Let me just see.
You do?
You better
yes.
I don't know. Wait a second.
Well, that fits right into the being prepared.
Here we go. National Lemon Day.
Yes.
Oh, don't you just love lemons and lemonade? You know, I was walking around the neighborhood, my new neighborhood, trying to get to my bearings.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
There was a kid selling lemonade yesterday.
That's cute.
Out in the middle of, you know, the neighborhood there. He's just sitting there with his pitcher of lemonade.
He's 25 years old, right? A college grad.
Oh, no. I'd say he was 8 or 10. Mm. And I bought some lemonade for
him. That's very nice.
Yeah,
beautiful.
75 cents.
Wow.
I gave him $1.
A deal.
I said, keep the change, you know. I'm a big spender. Yeah.
Well, I can see you're the one who makes all the money around here.
Really? Lemons.
Making
a second here.
Lemonade out of lemons. What is the old saying?
Yeah, making.
When life gives you lemons, make lemonade.
There you go.
Thanks, Sam. Lemons. National Lemon Day squeezes its way into our day just in time to celebrate our summertime festivities. This tart fruit brings vibrant citrus notes to salads, drinks, and even savory dishes. You know about lemons. Join us as we learn why so many people love the taste of lemons in the summertime.
What the hell are we listening to?
This is the lemon song.
Led Zeppelin.
Oh.
It doesn't really... Okay.
It's during the guitar solo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Lemons are believed to be native to South Asia, although some say they may have originated in Northeast India. Okay, that's enough about lemons.
The debate rages on.
We're not going to solve it here, that's for sure. Let's move on and see what the next day is. Gorgeous Grandma Day. Doesn't this sound like something?
Oh, I can't wait for this description.
Wow. This looks like another fake one. You know, we got to start sending some fake days in to the National Day calendar and see what we can slip in under their radar.
I don't know. What, you know, when I think of Gorgeous Grandma Day, I think of, you know, there's Playboy, Penthouse, Glamour, and Glory.
Oh, man.
And Gorgeous Grandma.
I'm worried about you. Gorgeous Grandma Day.
All right,
we're all recognizing all the women who embrace the age of a grandma, whether they are grandmothers or not.
Yeah.
Gorgeous Grandma Day embraces and encourages all women to flaunt their granny attitudes
there
with purpose and style. Not all women become grandmothers.
Well, no kidding.
Those who do don't necessarily fit the traditional mold any longer. Hmm. Others still reach a point where they assume grandmother status, even though no grandchildren are about. That is it for Grandma Day. That's just, okay.
Is there a product sold with that?
No, it's just a random day.
Okay. Well, it's not bad. I think that they deserve that. Okay. You know, even if they don't have grandkids, grandma is a great way to be described, I guess.
Yep. You know, yeah. Okay.
Or recognized.
It's Vanilla Ice Cream Day.
We're talked about.
You know, this is one of those days that sounds like a fake day, but it's a real day. This is one that I could have slipped under the radar, you know, a few days ago, and you would have nailed me for it.
Thank God they went for something other than chocolate.
Yep. Vanilla Ice Cream Day, July 23rd. Tips its hat at the second most popular flavor in America. Take a bow, Vanilla. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream. Oh, boy. Of course, the day is part of Ice Cream Month. This is Ice Cream Month.
Oh, yeah.
Not too far behind National Ice Cream Day. Since Americans love vanilla ice cream so much, it shouldn't come as a surprise, John, that vanilla is the most common flavoring in North America for ice cream. Okay, they're just spinning their wheels on
ice cream is great.
It is.
And vanilla ice cream is super on pies.
Yes. Oh, yeah, like an apple pie.
Yes.
A la mode. Yeah.
We always have at least some vanilla ice cream for the pies and the desserts.
Do you?
Yep.
Yeah. That's fascinating. Let's get to the... history.
Yeah, I'm trying to add to this.
I know. Good luck. What's happening with the history book? Sam, can you open it up, please?
We're opening the book.
Okay,
all right.
For July 23rd.
Let's take a look-see. So this one is a bit of a stretch. Today in 1829, the first U.S. typewriter was invented, but it didn't look anything like a typewriter.
Hmm.
It looked like a clock with a lever on it, kind of. It was a big box. There was a dial on the side that you would use to select which letter you wanted, and then you'd just like hit a lever on the top to mark it on a page.
So one key. It had one key.
Yeah, it had one key.
Okay.
It was pretty goofy looking.
Wow.
One key.
Yeah. I'd love to see that.
Today in 1962, Jackie Robinson becomes the first black player inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And we're running out of time here, so I'll play out with this. Today in 1988, Guns N' Roses gets their first number one hit.
Really?
With Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh, yeah, sure.
1988?
Yeah, my dad was big into Guns N' Roses. This came out his senior year of high school.
Jeez. I can't believe it was that long ago.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That was a long time ago. All right. Thank you, Sam. We're coming back with a whole lot more of the John and Gordy Show. We're just getting started.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinee on Air.
Lake Ridge Bank presents Atwood Fest on Madison's East Side. Enjoy live music on three stages from local, national, and international artists, with plenty of food and craft vendors along Atwood Avenue, from Tex Tubs to Monty's Blue Plate. And bring the kiddos for Kids Fest, but don't bring the puppers. Leave your pets at home. Three stages, 30 bands over 2 days on Madison's East Side. It's time for Atwood Fest, Saturday and Sunday, July 27th and 28th. For a full music schedule, log on atwoodfest.com.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Radio 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy Show. It's 6:20, 67 degrees, high today about 81, off and on showers and thunderstorms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gonna be a little wet today.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. Hey, Atwood Fest is back this weekend. 30 great bands on three stages on Madison's East Side. Join John and Gordy. Hey, that's us. From the WMDX Morning Show.
I can't wait.
We'll be emceeing over at the Sugar Maple stage. That's right in front of Monty's.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Blue Plate Place. Yeah. Be sure to check out the Civic Media Truth Booth, where festival goers can record stories and interviews, and all the conversations will be posted on our website at civicmedia.us. And some of the best ones might make it on the air.
Oh.
I know. Don't miss Atwood Fest this Saturday and Sunday on the 2000 block of Atwood Avenue, Madison. Three stages, 30 bands, plenty of terrific food and vendors up and down Atwood Avenue. Go to atwoodfest.com/#music, okay? You'll get all kinds of band information and showtimes. We'll be there.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well, there's a lot of good food at Atwood Fest as well. So if you're into that.
I know. Rocker's been going on and on about all the food, you know, and the bands, of course, but the food, yeah. What do you mean, he knows.
When you mention food to radio announcers,
there's eyes light up.
We rush to it.
Right. Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe they paid us a little bit more and we wouldn't be starving to death. Right?
Right.
Oh, man.
Okay. So, did we finish up the history book, by the way, Sam?
We've got birthdays if you want to cover those.
No, why don't you cover those?
Okay, sure.
All right.
Today, 1989, Daniel Radcliffe was born. Alison Krauss. Today in 1971, was born.
Yeah.
And Monica Lewinsky, born today in 1973.
Really?
Yes.
1973.
Yeah.
She's what, 51? Is that right?
Yeah, I suppose.
Huh. Okay. Next. Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought you had more than that.
You're right. Scrambling, aren't you now?
No, I'm just... over to you, John.
Well, we have a few things coming up later on, something called a new feature.
Yeah.
It's Under the Radar.
Under the Radar.
Yes, this is the Under the Radar edition of the family show.
Did you do some weather or something?
It's a premiere. No, it's actually stories that are just bubbling under the media.
The radar.
They're not really covering
big
it,
stories.
But we're keeping track of it. As these stories filter in, the radar detector starts going.
Really like stretching, aren't you?
I thought long and hard on this one.
Okay. Well, good. I can't wait.
It's Under the Radar.
When's that coming up?
That's what it's called. Well,
so I'm going to set my timer. And
your egg timer?
In case I fall
asleep. This
guy asleep.
Has still got his egg timer, you know?
Oh, no, we're not onto this again, are we?
I haven't actually shopped for an egg timer yet, but when I find one, I'm going to buy it.
Don't.
Yeah. I'm going to get, yes, they're great.
Will you just get an Alexa?
John, you bought a second Alexa.
I did.
Yeah.
Just so that Gordy could have your old one.
Yeah, what happened to that?
Well, I made a mistake.
Okay.
See, I got this Alexa with this flat screen on it. You know, they're usually like a ball.
Right.
But this is a flatter screen on it. It has a smaller image of time on it. And I'm thinking, oh, no, I can't see that from where I am. And this is in our bedroom, and I want to be able to glance up and see what time it is.
Sure.
And I can't see it. So I've just wasted all that money.
Yeah. So you're going to pawn it off on me, huh? How much is it going to cost me?
Well, you need something.
I don't
to
need
just
it.
Talk to it and then say, set the timer for a half hour.
You what, know, do you think Gordy is lonely or something, that he needs a machine to talk to?
I'd rather get a dog, okay, you know, than an Alexa.
Well, tell your dog, you know, to remind you to take the pizza out of the oven in 15 minutes.
Don't need an Alexa. I don't need an Alexa.
You don't need the technology. I got it.
I find it. Okay, go ahead.
Really? You find it?
I find it interferes with my train of thought a lot of times. If I'm talking to myself walking around and Alexa starts talking I find that very disconcerting.
Well, everybody knows that happens. It does. And you never know what Alexa's going to say. Now, you can make Alexa a male voice if you'd like.
Okay.
Still has the name Alexa, unfortunately.
Oh. All right. Sure, I'll consider it.
All right. I should
consider
just give
this.
Up on the technologies.
Move on.
All right.
Move on.
Okay. All right. Forget it. Forget, you know, the tip of a lifetime.
What do you got there?
I would love to challenge anyone to just try to text him with a really good message about entering the 21st century. just try it. Just try it.
Sure. Yeah.
And I want to say hello to Tracy Anderson out there in Johnson Creek, who at time to time, you know, texts us and sends us a little picture or two.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And she sent a picture of Kamala.
Yeah, Kamala Harris.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very
says,
nice.
Says,
very nice
I'm with her.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
And
on
then
the text?
Linda in Middleton.
Yeah.
Posted a picture of a Biden Harris yard sign, but Biden is blacked out, and Harris is the only one on there.
Okay. All right.
Are you going to mention the chicken image that was sent yesterday?
I think it's a is it a rooster?
I really can't mention what it says. Rise and shine, mother cluckers.
Right? Yeah. Don't say the rest of it.
Well, thanks for that tip.
We got stuff
I would have said that, right?
Sure. We love it when you send us pictures. You can text us anytime, 608-879-8255.
Yeah. Wasn't there a Monty Python bit where they were talking about pictures, you know, wink, wink, nod, nod.
Nudge, nudge.
Say no more.
Say no more. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Time to take a deep breath and just relax.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm there.
Meditation with John and Gordy. This is not how to get people up in the morning. They're just going to fall back right to sleep.
This is what Gordy does around the house. He just sits there and meditates all the time.
He watches the news. He says he has CNN on the TV all the time.
All the time.
Watching the crawl.
Alerting everybody to what's going on.
You just pace around your house all the time watching it, don't you?
I do, yeah. That's all I do.
And I think that's all he does.
Now we're out of time. We don't have time to get into your story.
You're kidding,
you know,
no.
Waiting around for you to get into this.
Yeah,
and,
John,
you know,
we were telling you to get to your story, you just... Boy, oh boy.
A little bit later on, we'll talk to Jim Santel, and, you know, he's an attorney, and he'll tell us how to get out of our contract, and then he'll... I don't know what else he'll talk about.
Yeah.
Are you ever going to just...
It's too late now. You said I can't get to the next story. I wanted to get to, the problems that Milwaukee had from the RNC.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get to all that and a whole lot more. It's 6:29.
But you had to go on and on about not having an Alexa.
No, you went on and on. And never mind. We're coming back with more of the Johnny and Gordy show at some point. Maybe. Stay with us.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin dairy farms and dairy processors all trying to figure out the details of the federal milk marketing order reform. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. So USDA released their plan for modernizing the federal milk marketing order on July 1st. People are still trying to figure out what it really means for individual dairy farms as well as dairy processors. Erica Medke is one of those. She's with EverAg, and she says USDA has got a big challenge. It's a zero-sum game, she says, where there's only so much money to go around.
There were proposals. There was USDA commissioned price studies, and USDA didn't go the full extent of what the economics would say. And in this case, I would say they had to make a political decision and did increase them, but not as much as what all of the studies had to say. So USDA has a really tough job because, again, they're setting the rules of play. They have multiple stakeholders. They're trying to make everybody at least partially happy. At the end of the day, it is the dairy producers who vote yes or no. So they're the ones who have the most say here.
Erica Medke with EverAg. Now, remember, dairy producers are supposed to get that opportunity to vote before the end of the calendar year. Markets and overnight electronic trade giving back some of the gains from Monday. Numbers are next.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained a penny and a quarter to 192.5. 40-pound block cheese was up a penny at 187.5, while AA butter stood still. The August Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 3 right now, 2017 100 weight. September's down 2 at 2080. Currently, December new crop corn's down 2.5 at 412. November new crop beans are down 3 at 1066. September new crop wheat down 2, 546. Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service says as of Sunday across the state of Wisconsin, we've got about 31% of our winter wheat already harvested. I'm PM Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. It's going to be muggy too with a high of 80, and some storms could produce some locally heavy rain. Half inch to an inch or more, not out of the question with some of those storms. Tonight, thunderstorms ending 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX has an opening for an account executive in our Madison office. In this position, you'll help connect our loyal and engaged audience to local businesses. This is an outside sales position, so experience in business-to-business, prospecting, and closing local businesses is important. Our portfolio of solutions for advertisers includes radio, podcasting, and digital solutions. Learn more and apply online. Go to civicmedia.us, click on About Us, and work with us.
Burlo has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Burlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Burlo.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, I have a feeling a little more political talk. Plus, we're going to talk about repurposing churches. That's all on the way. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Bum, bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
And now, back to two veteran broadcasters who love radio so much, they hope that when it's their time, they die right here on the air. Which, come to think of it, happens pretty much every day. It's John and Gordy!
Yeah.
Knocking on heaven's door.
That's it. You got it.
Wow.
Any day now.
Gentleman reminder here. Two senior citizens sitting in a chair. What are they talking about?
Chairs. Two chairs, no winning. The John and Gordy Show, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com.
Well, you were talking about the hearings yesterday.
Yes, the hearings with the Supreme Court, the Secret Service.
Secret Service, right.
The head of the Secret Service. And boy,
you're mentioning both sides were laying into the head of the Secret Service.
Nobody was happy with her answers. Actually, they were non-answers to just about everything. She just didn't want to tell anything, didn't want to talk about anything, kept saying investigations are going on. She's leading one of the investigations.
It's tough to talk about an ongoing investigation.
Especially when it's about the Secret Service and there's a lot of confidential.
It's secret.
That's why they call it secret. But even after it was all over, both Jamie Raskin and the other, the head of the committee, and I can't remember his name, James
Comer.
Comer. They both signed a letter saying she should resign. I mean, so it was bipartisan. Everybody wanted her to resign, like, right there. But she refused.
I know somebody wants to blame somebody and have some head roll. But in regards to what happened,
there were so many lapses.
They made some very good points.
Yes.
Right? Not covering a rooftop within the range of a rifle, the rifle he had.
Yeah.
But they left it up to the local police. That's what I remember initially. That's what they thought. This is a local police issue and not something we should care about, which is crazy because there aren't that many roofs around there. And this one was directly in line.
That and a lot of other things that they asked her about, she just would not comment on. Like, how did he get on the roof? Because he didn't use a ladder. He bought a ladder. He didn't use it. How did he get up there?
Climbed up there somehow.
People were, running around saying there's a guy there with a gun. You know, I mean, all kinds of people were identifying him and pointing at him and yelling and screaming and saying, there's a guy with a gun up there. And it just, she would not really come up with much.
Well, it was a big lapse.
Yeah.
At the same time, I saw a video of some gun enthusiasts testing out their rifles on a head with a plastic ear on. So they shot at the plastic ear. This was
really
just to prove what would happen with a bullet of that high velocity to see what happened to an ear if you just clipped the ear with this bullet.
Okay.
And it just expanded and blew up that ear. Okay. And these enthusiasts said, I can't see why there isn't more damage. Why something didn't happen that was more lethal?
That was their conclusion.
To Trump, at least that's what they came up with.
Right. Yeah.
And you could see it. And they had it in slow motion. They recorded that bullet going past the head and hitting the ear, and it was just an unbelievable thing. I've always thought that something had to have happened, and I think they're hiding it. Don't want to be conspiracy theorist here.
Right.
But I just think that they're not telling us something.
Well, and they didn't tell us anything yesterday, the head of the Secret Service. She just clammed up. Just really wouldn't.
But I want Trump or a physician's report on that. I don't want Ronnie Jackson's physician report on it, which, by the way, he released. Right.
He's not even a doctor.
Well, they took away his license, right?
He lost his license.
Yeah, not only that, he was so bad as a doctor for the White House that they demoted him when he retired from the service. He was retiring as an admiral, and they knocked him down to captain because of his bad policies and his slipshod way of running the White House as a doctor.
Right.
So this guy, no one can believe him. I don't believe him. Mm-hmm. I think something else has happened. They're pretending as though maybe he hasn't lost some hearing, or maybe there's something, you know, pain or whatever.
Could be, yeah.
He was a little slow in his speech the other day, and I just think that, I don't know, I think something's going on.
Well, yeah.
I don't.
There's nothing compelling him to put out a complete medical report except the media, you know, and people clamoring for it. So he'll just move on and
you know,
not respond.
When Kennedy was shot, they started looking at the angle of the bullet, the trajectory, you know, from one point to the other.
Right.
Why are we not seeing that with the shooting?
Yeah.
Well, because I want to know the angle. I want to see if, in fact, the person that was shot, the victim in the crowd, whether that was intentional. See, you know, there are all these conspiracy theories out there, but at the same time, we're not getting the information at all from the Secret Service. We're not getting any explanation.
That's why they need like an independent commission or something. You know,
Something has to happen.
I think Congress will do that.
Right.
You know, yeah.
Because the lack of doing anything makes me suspicious.
Right.
And normally I'm not that kind of person, and I don't want to be that kind of person. Please, I've seen what happened to MAGAs.
Well, and, you know, several Congress people made that point. Like, you know, here we are in the presidential election season, you know, coming to, you know, the last few months of the year, and we can't get any information about this. And, all these people need to be protected, all the campaigners, all the presidential candidates and their families and everything. And we don't have any answers to this. I mean, it was an obvious lapse of security concerns there, and not. I mean, they listed a number of them. It wasn't just one thing or the other. It was quite extensive.
A lot of these dictatorial leaders in the world have actually faked assassination attempts.
Mm.
Viktor Orban did it.
Are you thinking this is a fake job by Trump?
I just want more information.
Hey, John. You know?
They hang out together. They love each other.
What?
Check the text line, John. Somebody just sent us a picture of a tinfoil hat.
That's a good one.
Well, you know, I deserve to wear that this morning, I guess, the way I sound.
No, I don't.
I just want more. There's nothing out there.
Right.
Except for the Trump trading card. Admitting that he survived the assassination attempt.
Okay. Well, no, you know.
It's a collector's item, by the way.
I might have missed you saying it or touching on it. Robert M. McFarland says, I thought someone said he got hit with the glass from the teleprompter.
I've heard that, too.
It could be something that ricocheted and hit him in the ear.
Yeah.
Could make more sense. Than an actual bullet going through it.
But the point, I mean, you know, a gentleman died and, you know, two other people were injured. So there were bullets, you know.
There were a few shots that you could have heard on the original video.
I think they said 6 to 8 shots, something like that. Yeah.
Right. But
so
we also, somebody mentioned, John, a plastic ear is not going to react the same way as a flesh ear. But if the plastic ear.
Yeah.
Goes through that kind of trauma, you know, it's got to do something to actual flesh.
Yeah.
And the head, that bullet was near.
Right.
Well,
Ronnie Jackson, the fake doctor, said it missed him by a quarter of an inch. You know,
he knows.
The head.
He knows.
But hit the
The Secret Service doesn't know that, but he knows that. Look,
we're not going to solve it here.
I can't believe Ronnie Jackson at all, obviously. And we need trajectories, points of view. We didn't even know where the shooter was exactly precisely. You know, we've seen the rooftop, but we don't know. You know, was it a direct line?
It's unknown at this time.
Yeah.
All these investigations, and we have nothing. Nothing yet.
And the fact that, you know, Viktor Orban and Trump are really good friends, and Viktor faked his assassination attempt. I am just sitting there. I'm just thinking, wow, I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
So,
another text. You know Mythbusters, the TV show?
Yes.
We need Adam Savage from Mythbusters to get out the mannequin that they had to show us. Oh, he's talking about ballistics gel, the human flesh like goo that they have on mannequins to test stuff like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good show. I don't know why they ended it. Mythbusters.
Well, I ran out of myths.
Yeah. I loved, they ran out of myths. I loved that show when I was a kid. I was inspired to make some of the things that they they tried to test on there.
Yeah, it was good.
Going through the elaborate things they went through to create these situations, test the myth.
It made for fascinating TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all.
Well,
that's
it's kind of a handyman show. You know?
Right.
People who want to blow things up, blowing them up real good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, anyway. Okay. We just need more information, and I'm glad that the hearings took place, and they talked to the Secret Service, and the pressure's on for them to at least release some of this information. So even John Peterson, the guy who would never fall for any of these conspiracy theories ever in his entire life,
right?
All of a sudden, everything is falling into place here, and I'm thinking, it can't be happening. I'm not going to do this.
So when they come out finally with a report, are you going to believe it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
You know,
good.
Speaking of conspiracy theories generally, like last week on Saturday, I believe, was the anniversary of the moon landing.
You're right.
And I saw a bunch of posts online about it. Yeah. And it really shocks me how many people think the moon landing didn't happen.
Oh, I know.
It's really crazy. It is amazing.
Yeah.
It is.
Like, where do people, like, they always say that they just shot it on a Hollywood set somewhere.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
But, like,
yeah, how do you...
Really?
No.
I don't know.
Can't do it. Can't do it. I mean, it's like people saying the Earth is flat.
Back then, it was a huge controversy, and they pointed to this, that, and the other thing in the videos. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, which everybody shook their hand except for the conspiracy theorists.
Yes.
If you're a conspiracy theorist, we want to hear from you.
Okay.
Give us a call, 608-879-8255.
Oh, he's got the guy in the tinfoil hat.
It's 646, 67 degrees. This reminder, Wisconsin's fall primary is August 13th. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not too long. That's right around the corner. Make a plan to be a voter in every election from local to state matters. Be sure to make a plan to be a voter between now and Tuesday, August 13th, that primary is coming up.
Wow.
To learn more about who and what is on the ballot this August, where your polling place is, and how you can request an absentee ballot, you can head to myvote.wy.gov to get all the information and more.
Oh.
John, you're just scrolling through Twitter right now. What are you doing? Are you even doing the show?
I'm not scrolling through Twitter. I had it up. I closed the thing on Ronnie Jackson because I looked up Ronnie Jackson.
Gordy, speaking of the election, have you guys touched on the constitutional amendments that are going to be on the ballot for that election?
There are two questions.
That's right.
Yeah. No, we haven't touched on that. I don't know the first question.
I know the second question is that the Joint Finance Committee wants the power to delegate federal dollars instead of leaving it to the governor.
Right.
Another power taken away from the governor. That's what they're attempting to do in the Constitution. This isn't just a law in the Constitution. It's outrageous. And this is what's happening around the country. Mm-hmm. All these red states, all the Republicans, instead of passing laws that can be repealed and changed, they're putting these things now in the Constitution, which are almost impossible to get rid of once they are in the Constitution, mm-hmm. their state constitutions.
Well, that's what
they're doing here now, and they want to make sure that they, if they get the federal dollars like they did or they didn't get for COVID, and it went to the governor instead, that money went out very quickly with the governor's help. If that went into the Joint Finance Committee, they would put strings on it. They would say, well, you have to do this, and you have to do that. You can't do this. And you're a liberal city, we'll give you a little bit, but not all the money. All of this stuff can happen if it goes to the Joint Finance Committee and the Republicans, who may still maintain some power there
mm-hmm.
after this election. So you can't let them have all the money and all the decision-making.
Mm-hmm.
In regards to the federal dollars.
Well, maybe we can ask Jim Santel about that. I bet he is up on that.
Great idea.
Yeah. And another question is about the delegation of appropriation power. These are sort of related, I think, these two questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't understand the first one.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah. It's a word salad.
It is.
I'm concerned. 649, and again, 67 degrees, showers and thunderstorms today. We'll check in with Brittany Merlot a little bit later on. She's at the EAA up there.
Well, I hope it's not raining up there.
Thank you. I know.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Is that the hearing to the Secret Service director?
Yeah.
Please give us some clue.
Yes.
All right. Now, I wanted to get into the toning down process that everybody was supposed to have gone through at one time, you know. No one toned it down, except for maybe the Democrats initially. They tried to bring the level of rhetoric down just a little bit, make it a little bit easier for everybody to get along with each other, right?
This was after the assassination attempt on Donald Trump.
And everybody just wanted to tone it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, lower the temperature.
It didn't last very long.
Right. It didn't. And now Republicans are using the stochastic terrorism excuse, and that is... word salads that promote attacking other people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that is what they're sticking to this time.
That's their angle.
And they're blaming Democrats for their dangerous rhetoric, which is just...
That's what they do. They project it back to
they
the
do.
Democrats.
They do project. Yeah.
It seems to be the pattern.
Trump's aides and allies are blaming Democratic rhetoric, such as calling Trump a threat to democracy. Boy, that's pretty tough. For inciting the attempted assassination. Get this. Meanwhile, the GOP convention featured speakers that used this. Carrie Lake said, strap on a Glock.
Okay.
You know, all those
great,
all those campaign videos that came out with, you know, the AR-15s.
Right.
And were shooting pictures of candidates and
mm-hmm.
bills and whatever it was.
Yes.
Yeah, that wasn't threatening at all.
No.
Stochastic terrorism. How about Mark Robinson? Some folks need killing. That was another comment at the convention. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Nancy Pelosi deserves to be executed. Ugh. Tom Cotton. Throw pro-Palestinian protesters off the Golden Gate Bridge. He said that not at the convention, but he did say that. So everybody's trying to tone it down. And we have a little clip here from The Daily Show about toning down the rhetoric. And let's go to clip 85. Let's listen to that.
Okay.
Last night was night two of the RNC. And it's been a very unusual convention because someone shot the candidate 4 days ago. And the media consensus after this was that this week would be about healing.
The attack on Trump has changed the storyline and the tone of this convention, with the former president calling for unity.
Something has fundamentally shifted here.
This is going to be a different tone.
This is going to shift what we are hearing from every single person who takes the stage.
It is about unity. It's about coming together and supporting one another now.
More trying to lower the political temperature here.
It's like in a wholly different convention that we're going to see.
I think that bullet grazed his ear, but it impacted his heart.
Impacted his heart. It opened his eyes. It lowered his cholesterol. It engorged his penis. But yeah, Word on the street was that the RNC speeches were going to be civil and polite now. So bring on the good vibes.
The Democrats' disastrous record on crime, trade, and regulation has ruined the lives of countless Minnesotans.
Your family is less safe.
Biden's violent crime crisis.
Our children are dying.
War on families.
Woke indoctrination.
Trampled underfoot by the radical left.
Biden and the Democrats are doing everything they can to tear down this great country.
America cannot afford 4 more years of a Weekend at Bernie's presidency.
Kumbaya, my lord. I mean, I guess this is toning it down. And for the record, it is totally unfair to compare Joe Biden's presidency to Weekend at Bernie's, okay? For one thing, Bernie could pass as an alive person, okay? Also, that movie got a sequel. But it wasn't all death and destruction. There was also a lot of ass-kissing, like from the co-chair of the Republican National Committee, Laura Trump. Yes, Laura Trump. I wonder if they're related.
I know that I'm lucky enough to get to call him my father-in-law. My father-in-law. My father-in-law. Father-in-law. My father-in-law. My father-in-law. And if not for the support and encouragement of my father-in-law, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Yeah, that's true. That's
sure. Yeah, we kind of figured that. But yeah. Hey, I'm not hating, okay? I would love to have a father-in-law who gives me a career. I mean, all my father-in-law gives me is anger that I haven't given him a grandchild.
There you go. So
that's the Daily Show.
Yeah. A good list of examples.
Toning it down.
Yep. Toning it down.
It hasn't happened yet. I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
Well, let's listen to this cut about Ron Johnson's teleprompter problem, right?
Oh.
Everybody remembers that one.
Right.
So let's check that out from the Daily Show. Cut 93.
All right.
Last night was night one of the RNC. And obviously, after what happened this weekend, there was a clear theme going in.
Obviously, right now, unity is a theme that we need to be focused on.
I think that we're going to hear a lot of unifying type speeches.
We got to create some unity. The vitriol and the hatred, it needs to stop.
We should bring the temperature down.
Let's turn this moment into a moment that helps us down that path of healing and unity.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That is Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. He is known as a particularly divisive, or whatever you want to pronounce that. A divisive figure. So to hear that healing rhetoric coming from Ron Johnson is impressive. I, for one, look forward to hearing his unifying remarks on the convention floor.
Today's Democrat agenda, their policies, are a clear and present danger to America.
Oh, my God. It's toned down.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I guess he's what's known as unity in the streets, divisive in the sheets. And I want to be fair, in this new environment, Senator Johnson did not mean to stoke anger. His teleprompter did.
What he wanted loaded in the prompter was that we needed a somber moment in history. We should heed President Trump's call to unite, to be strong, to be determined. We must heal. He said, I don't know how the other one got in there and screwed up the teleprompter. But again, he went ahead and read it.
What a douchebag! Sorry. I didn't mean to say that. That was in my teleprompter.
Yeah,
I
apologize. There's the excuse right there. So
that's it.
A lot of healing.
Finally,
a lot of
we
healing
know.
Going on.
Yeah, finally we know what really happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He couldn't have just ad-libbed.
Right.
Right. Or, if that came up.
Oh, I've got the wrong speech here, but I want to just,
he just read it. Yeah.
A little healing between the parties here.
Ron I don't know if that's ever gonna happen. Yeah.
What he's rehearsed over and over again. He went with the same stuff.
Mm-hmm. It is 6:58. Coming up in our next hour, Jim Santel will join us, and also Brittany Merlot and Johnny at the Movies returning.
Indeed.
Right?
Yeah. And we are going to talk about manly men.
Manly men. It's all coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
Gordy in the morning.
As we were saying.
This is
the John Gordy Show.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm back in Green Bay on the home court, where I welcome host of the podcast Mob and Mafia News, Robert Dennis, and author Linda Cruz joins me in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.